everybody. Welcome to Come to Your Senses with Carlos Jaime. Oh boy. Wow, this is a hot show because I feel hot right now. I'm sorry. My air conditioning is on a little bit of a glitch or something. Is that what you call it, Jorge? A glitch?
I was going to say okay. It's just us.
Is it just okay? You know what? It's because of the guests. Let's say not one lady. I got two ladies here, right here. Let me welcome Jorge to the show. Welcome back, Jorge. How are you doing? How's your trip to Wild Model?
It was great.
Yep. You had the sun and the fun.
Absolutely.
You had sun and the fun.
I was going with that.
Yeah. Yeah, right there. I don't know. All right. Well, welcome back, buddy. I missed you over here. I'll tell you that much right now. And then we're gonna do two trailers. A weird one called The Gift. It's starring Jason Bateman in a serious role. You know, and Straight Outta Compton. Because the guests that I have now, they're gangsters. I'll tell you right now. I don't know.
Gangsters in paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Have 9-1 on your phone, Jorge, right now, ready, because I don't know what's going to happen. Because, I mean, they're going to be shot.
Jorge's scared.
I don't know if there's going to be a drive-by shooting or something. Ice Cube might stop by. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. You know? Who knows? But let me introduce my guests. Oh boy, the glorious Mary Kate Fitzpatrick.
Yes, you got it. Oh my God, I'm so happy. Most people say Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald.
So you just got 10 points for Gryffindor. That's rad.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful.
And the lovely Lindsay Monique. Here we go.
That's right. Yeah. I'm here and lovely.
You're lovely and glorious.
I try.
People confuse Fitzgerald, really?
All the freaking time. Like, on my graduation diploma, I'm pretty sure it says Fitzgerald, but I was just glad I even got a diploma.
Wow.
I took it.
You took it. You're just like, you know what? You just took it before they figured it, like, wait a minute, you can't graduate.
Because
like,
if they messed up and I didn't really graduate, I didn't want them to find out.
Yeah, that's what I wonder. Yeah. I don't know. I get nervous. Yeah, when people make that thing, like when I graduated, I'm like, I'm shaking her hand and there's no way I'm going back, right? You know?
No, you got to run.
Not looking back.
Yeah. Because I remember in high school when I was graduating, I remember getting to that last week and I was already not giving a shit like 5 months already.
Senioritis, like, that's right? What they call it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that last week to me was like, I was burning every bridge possible. I was mending fences and burning bridges. Okay. And yeah, there were some people where I was like, whatever, I don't care about you. I like you.
I couldn't do that my last semester. Really? I took some really hard classes and I had to pay attention. Yeah. And technically at my college, you could walk and still fail. So, you know, it didn't matter at that point. I had to pay attention,
you had to do it.
It's funny because like everyone like always posts on Facebook when they graduate from college. Oh my God, yay, we're graduating, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like sitting over here thinking like, welcome to hell. Like now you have bills. Now you have to like grow up. That's funny.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Like I look back and I'd be like, fuck, I really had it.
I loved
really
college.
Bad.
That was best.
It was fun.
It was not, I mean, I have best times every day, but college was awesome.
Mm-hmm. But you know what though? You know, the one thing though, when I look back and I always go like, there's a couple things where because that's the thing. I love time travel movies, and I always go like the time machine. Like I would love to have that. I mean, I don't know if they made it. They may have made that already. I'm not sure. They might be hiding it or something. I'm gonna find out. I'm like, please put me in. I want to go back to like 1985, like Back to the Future, or 1995. You know, when I was 18 or something. But then there's times where I'm like, when I'm there, I'm gonna text somebody.
Oh,
or like, or how am I going to email? You know what I mean? Like, how am I going to? I'm like,
but see, that would be an adventure. You know, like that would be like the whole cool part. It would be annoying. It'd be difficult, like to navigate around. Like, God forbid, we can't navigate without our cell phones.
Yeah. Oh no, forget it. Like, Have you ever talked on the phone with the cord on it? How annoying that is. It's like you trying to.
Oh my God, you're right.
Trying to wrap around my kitchen and be like, Ma, don't pick up the phone.
Yeah. No.
I'd pick up the line. So scared that my parents are going to pick up the line. Like, I would like wait until like they fall asleep. I had boyfriends, so
at the same time, like multiple boyfriends.
I mean, growing up, I had a lot of boyfriends. So of course I'd call, and then that was the time of AOL Instant Messenger. I'd be like, okay, you can call my house now. You know,
yeah.
And it'd be the whole way message, like on the phone.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See, there we go.
There it is.
Well, I was with my friend, and I'm like, I was literally like, dude, I gotta really pee right now. Hold on, hold on. I'll be right back. And putting the phone on the bed, like with the cord.
Oh my gosh,
and then
that's
of course,
right.
And then of course, the Ford didn't stay on the bed because it's a, and it would just go and fall back into the thing. And I'm like, oh, forget it.
You know?
So those are the days, and things like, like I remember having a typewriter back in those days, and just being like, holy Christ, you know, is crazy.
You had a typewriter?
I had a typewriter through college. Like that's how. Out of touch. Like there's computers.
MacBook Pro.
Computers were there, but I just was saving up for a computer, and then finally I got one. But everyone having one and being like, "What the fuck?"
Like, did people bully you for having a typewriter? Like, did you still have friends? Or
No. I still had friends, but my college professor was just like, "What the fuck? What is this?" He was like, "What are you doing?" Like, and I'm like, "No. I'm getting a computer. I just have a typewriter and." This is like where you could go to even to Kinko's or to like the maybe the college where they had computers and you could type it. And it was like, I didn't know how to save back then. Like we had a disk, like an actual disk, you know, and stuff like. And I'm like, I was so computer idiot. Like
those
I was
IBM
an idiot.
Computers with the huge back.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I had the whole thing.
I used to write my pen pals on those.
Yeah. Wow. Pen pals.
Dude, pen pals are everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met my
pen
pal.
Did they still do pen pals like kids like in school? Really?
I wish.
Facebook pen pals.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And then I think probably down the road it probably turned into pedophilia somehow. Right, so they probably ceased all pen pals from that point.
Like, you know, I wouldn't do the pen pals anymore. It's like, because I remember having a pen pal and being like, I had this one kid and I'm like, I don't know this kid. Like, I want to meet him. I don't want to write to him. Like, I'd rather just want
to
see
him. We got to meet our pen pals.
Really?
So
oh, did you cry when you met your pen pals?
No.
No, okay.
That's like she has no soul.
Lizzie is pretty hardcore. She is very hardcore.
I was like, hi, nice to meet you. I don't even think I hung out with my pen pal when we did the meet and greet.
Wow.
I'm not sure if I did. I'm not sure. Wow. We were in the same karate school.
Really?
Yeah, we wound up finding out later on. Yep, after we met. We're like, oh, we've seen you. You have instructor so-and-so. Oh, yeah, I've seen you. Okay.
You're with the boyfriends.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why.
Wait, so you had a local pen pal?
I did.
Mine
one
was in like Guatemala or something.
I think I had like a Japan one.
Well, I think it was Jorge.
Jorge, is that where you're from? Oh my God, what if Jorge was my pen pal? How freaking cool would that be? Except my pen pal was a girl, so no.
It could have been his sister. I don't know.
I had like a new pen pal. Like it was so strange. I was in second grade and then I got assigned a pen pal and then all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, we're giving you someone new. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe she switched schools. And then it happened again with the second one. And then, I don't know, I literally think she died or something. Like, every time I got assigned a pen pal, they would disappear or fall off the face of the earth or something.
What were you writing?
What was I writing? Well, it wasn't a threat. I mean, I was in second grade.
Gonna,
I couldn't write much, you know?
But it's like, I'm going to kill you if you ever come back and write me back. It's like,
I met someone who they said, oh, yeah, this is your pen pal. But she had a different name than the girl I was writing to. So I was like, what? I just went with. I mean, I was in second grade. I didn't know my left from my right. So
it
didn't matter.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's I don't know that we were pen. That's weird concept of pen pal. I don't know
where she is now.
She's actually the president of Guatemala.
Wow.
But she was assassinated. I wonder why.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. Imagine I'm like
poor
Mary
girl.
Kate. No, you go by Mary Kate or just Mary or how's that?
So I never go by Mary because I feel like that's like weird. Like I don't look like a Mary, you know, like Mary had a little lamb.
Right.
But,
or the like mother of God. And
exactly.
Yeah, mother of Jesus.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wish I was that, you know, holy and whatnot, but I'm not. So Kate is what my family calls me, Kate and Katie. And then usually just in, you know, friend life and people I know, it's just Mary Kate because it's just very distinct and different.
Yeah. I was trying to, when I was, you know, talking to you and all that stuff, I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to leave the Kate off, but I don't know if I should.
If you called me Mary, like I would have called you out and been like, what?
Really?
Oh yeah. It drives me crazy and everyone does it, but it's not their fault. I mean, it's hyphenated.
No, it was just, cause I just see the name and it was hyphenated. And I'm like, first names have hyphens. I'm like, all right.
Have you seen the movie The Quiet Man?
No, my friend, you know, a long time ago, that's the old movie with John Wayne, right?
Yeah. So the actress in it is Mary Kate. And so that's where my parents got the name from.
So the Irish. So you're Irish, is that?
Yes. Okay. Irish and Colombian.
Okay. Oh, good mix. See, that's good mix. That's okay. And Lindsay, are you, Irish or English? What's going on there?
I have a few things going on here.
Blah, blah, Gangsta's blah. Number one.
I got a few. Yeah, represent.
What happened? Like, it's like the whole world, UN going on
there?
Yeah,
it's kind of funny. My features, I'm super blonde. I'm bleach blonde, and I have light features. Yeah. But I'm actually Italian. It's kind of funny. Sicilian, okay. Like
oh,
wow. Dark.
Oh, shit. You are gangster. Then.
Yeah. I'm 50%. Italian, and then the other half is German English. So okay. I get a little bit of light features from that. But yeah, I love it.
Wow.
I'm proud.
You're proud to be. Yeah. You know what? It's funny. I did one of those things, or actually my sister did one of those things where you test your DNA to find out what you really are and all that.
Oh, is that like the some type of history?
Yeah. History or some, I don't know. It's
Ancestry. Like a family tree.
Yeah. Like,
something along the lines of online services, yeah.
Right, and she did that.
I didn't want to pay. I didn't want to pay.
I was like,
if you give me a DNA analysis for free, sure.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. But
I had 8% African. Like that was the one thing.
Get out.
I was like, really?
Wow.
Interesting. I'm like, how'd that happen? How'd that work into that, you know, mix or something? I don't know. It was mostly a lot of like Native American kind of thing, like 30%, and then some in the like European, but. It was literally like every type of like nationality. So I'm like, so now I could check every box, I think, now. And when I do, if I go back to college, I could, you know.
I was going to say, did that help you in school?
No, I didn't know back then. I was like, I my parents are from Argentina. So for me, it was
affirmative
Hispanic.
Action.
Yeah. It's been hard, you know. But of course, my last name ruins it. Jaime. It's not really like a real strong Spanish name. It's like... Oh. Like, I'm like, I don't have a last name, technically, really. What's going on there?
That's a little crazy.
It could be like Lindsay, because Lindsay's, you know, her stage name, Lindsay Monique.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah.
You guys could be like blood sister, blood brother.
Blood brother.
That works.
That's cute.
Okay.
It's really sweet. Yeah. You two are cute.
Is that your middle name, Monique?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Monique.
It's French. You look like a Monique, I'll tell you that much.
She totally looks like a Monique.
Yeah. Actually, if it was Monique Lindsay, maybe. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe a winner.
You know, because I know it's a struggle out there. You guys are, you know, you're acting, you know, you're getting in the LA scene, you know. How's that going? Right?
It's awesome. It's really solid.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying struggling, but it's that whole thing when people move to LA, it's like, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, you got to
exactly what we're doing. Is do what we got to do, and that's it. And just, it's working.
Yeah.
And it's like refreshing when, like, we were talking earlier about how you work with people who want to do the same thing that you want to do. And, you know, she came from a different area and she's teaching me a lot of things, even though I've been here for, you know, a few years and I've been doing some stuff, but I'm always a student of my job and I'm always a student of what I want to do. So she comes here and she teaches me, you know, her world and everything, and gives me an incentive to, you know, really push and keep going. And, you know, immediately we hit it off and I started taking her pictures and we've just been going out on jobs together, getting cast together, taking classes together. So it's just like
everything hit at once. We're our lady bosses. That's what I refer to us as.
Lady boss.
Lady boss.
Is that what you call the lady boss?
Yeah, we're the dream team here.
Wow.
Yeah, we call each other business partners.
Really? Totally. Wow.
Swear to God. It's so funny.
Is the name of the team Fitzgerald? Maybe the name of
Oh, my God. No, it is not Fitzgerald. It would be like Fitzmonique or something.
Fitzmonique,
like,
Fitz
Monique.
Like
that. Oh, that'd be that's
Fitz
super.
Monique. Oh wait, that's actually that took really me like 3 minutes. But I get, that's kind of funny.
All right, I don't know. You may want to take it down. You want to write this down. Maybe I don't.
Fitz
you know,
Monique.
It's
recording, so we've got it archived. All right, okay. So I'm going to listen to it and take notes.
Okay.
After.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
This is intense.
I always, you know, try to write stuff down. You know? So that's what I even in my recordings. I'm like, what
on
was
your
that
typewriter.
Thing? Yeah, I have to do my
typewriter.
I still have that typewriter. I believe actually, it's a. I that was one that was. And that was the thing too. Like I was like 19. And I was still here at home. I was still at home, you know, with my parents. And I don't know how they endured it, because me typing on a typewriter at 10 o'clock at night, you know, trying to finish this the day before the actual paper was due. It's like my parents would come out and go like, "Are you done yet? Are you seriously not done? Like I will fucking
no."
Buy
it
you.
Takes me one page every six hours.
Yeah, and that was the thing. I was typing really slow. Like it was like one finger at a time. You know, kind of like.
I have a serious question now that you're talking about this. It's kind of serious, but did you play Oregon Trail?
No.
Not on your IBM computer when you're writing your pen pals in school. I mean. I mean, everyone played. I could not wait to get into the computer room and go to lab because I was like Oregon Trail and I needed to get my carriage from the East Coast to the West Coast without getting malaria or what was it?
I totally know what you're talking about.
Or
wait, this
what
is
was
kinda
it?
Weird.
It was like some type, like everything, every type of, not malaria, some type, it was every type of whatever it could have been, a cold, the flu, it, whatever it was, and you had to get your carriage across the country.
Right.
Oregon Trail. Yes, you have done it. I could assure you.
I never
you.
Played it. I'll be honest with you, I've
is
never
it like
played
the East Coast
it.
Thing?
I guess
oh,
so.
Wow.
Because,
the earliest I played was like Diablo. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that game. Cool. The one game ever like that blew my mind, I'll tell you that one. Mary Kate's like, what? Whoa, her eyes just come out.
No, because my contacts are dry, so I probably look like I hate you, but I mean, I love you. It's just my eyes like closing.
No worries.
If I look weird.
No, it's fine. I just saw like this microphone like type of thing, and it just our eyes. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
But no, I remember it was Wolfenstein was the one, and it was my friend. The graphics are not that great when I was a kid, but like all it was that it showed blood in a video game. That was hardcore. Like I was like, yeah. I was blowing things up. Like I guess there were monsters, but they were bleeding red, and I was like, wow, God, this is crazy, man.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've killed people, and I don't know.
Rated M for mature.
Yeah.
Rated M for mature.
Thank you. That is usually what it is. Yeah. See, you already know your movie, like your rating already. You got that already
done. I'm on it.
You want it.
I'm on it.
I get it. Wow, that's one of those things, you know. But, the thing is that you guys just recently just came together, you know,
yeah.
Fitzmonique mm-hmm. just finally kind of got together a little bit.
If the shoe fits, you know.
And you guys did pageants, right?
Yes.
Wow. At the same time.
Quite a few. Mm-hmm.
Right a few. Well, and how is that? Is that like one of those things where when you say, like, just say if I say, like, if you said it to somebody, like, oh, I do, like, you know, Miss, you know, California or Miss or something, do people, like, what is the reaction to it? Is it like, you know, like, oh, wow? Or is it something like, you're like, wait a minute? Like, what?
The first question I always get is, what is your talent?
Yeah, you know, I asked you that.
Yeah,
because,
that's actually my question, too. What do you do for talent?
And I'm just like, Miss USA, it's hard to say, like, Miss USA doesn't have a talent. But what we mean to say is Miss USA doesn't have a talent competition or talent portion.
Right.
Because, you know, we all have talents. Like, you know, I could do video editing. Like, I'm an editor. I do commercial production. Like, things like that involve cameras that you can't do on a stage, you know? So I had to go or wanted to go with the USA system. So,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
And you were in the Miss – are you in the Miss USA? You're in the Miss
– I did the Miss – actually, technically, it's the Miss Universe organization.
Yeah, the big umbrella is Universe.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then is there anything bigger than Universe?
No.
That's pretty damn big. Yeah, if you're looking for more, you need a new planet.
They found Pluto. They found some pictures of Pluto. So
I mean,
don't know
we're
how
still
far
technically
this...
in our galaxy, in our solar system.
And there
is
a Miss Galaxy.
Damn.
There's a Miss Galaxy,
damn,
a Miss World, Miss Universe.
Mm-hmm. That was my ideal. Miss Galaxy. I was trying to
And they
think.
Have like crazy pageants like Miss World Galaxy Universe of America. Like they have this crazy shit that you can compete in. I'm just like, can you all just like no one, they don't have any chill. Like I'm like, y'all need to relax.
Wow.
But so that I would say the top three are Miss United States, Miss USA, and Miss America.
Miss America. Mm-hmm. Miss America is like the one that I remember as a kid used to watch. This guy, Burt Parks, used to do the hosting every year. He used to do the thing, main guy. And, but then after he, you know, died, then of course it took many replacements. I don't know who the host, like every year it's always like a different
every
person.
Every time I think of Miss United States, I think of Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality.
I can never
think of it straight ever since. It's just how it is.
That's what you're going
to
do.
And I think they actually just started giving them this Congeniality Award, right? Because of
movie. When I was 18, when I won Miss Teenage California, that same day, I also won Miss Congeniality and Miss Personality.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is congeniality? Is that like just...
What the contestants vote. So like who they think is the friendliest person pretty
much.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So well, you really earned... Did it give
I kissed a lot of ass to get that award. No, I'm just kidding.
Made a lot of cupcakes. Okay.
Yeah. And there's a whole thing like when it's like pageant... Is it like a pageant season? Is it like a one or is it like multiple? Is it all year round?
It's kind of year round.
Kind of year round, but there is certain for different pageant streams. There's a certain time of the year that they do them so that they can go to nationals and move on with the pageant system. So there's a certain time frame that they get all the pageants done,
right?
Mm-hmm. To go to different sections. So.
Can you go to a country and you can't go to a country, another country, and be try out for
most
there.
Likely not.
You have to have residency.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All so right. In like the universe organization, like you have to be a resident of that state for at least 6 months and show proof.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And what and now Trump, Donald Trump, I guess, is having the thing, right? I guess there's something. Because he owns what, Miss USA or what was it?
Yeah, he owns Miss USA. And then, I mean, because Miss Universe lives in the house, I imagine he obviously owns, or he's, I think he's a partner in the organization. Obviously, you know, he's.
So wait, Miss Universe lives in his,
with
him?
No, not with him.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
You think. Like, no, in I think it's in the Trump Tower in New York.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So in there's, they have an apartment for Miss USA, Miss Universe, and Miss Teen USA, and all three live together.
Wow.
Yeah, and they have these like really like crazy rules, like no boys are allowed to sleep over. They get stipends, like sort of thing. Like that's like I think their payment.
Uh-huh.
Like, their meals are all taken care of, but if they want something different, then they have to pay for it. Like, it's really interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That should be a documentary, I think. That should be interesting.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you should get on that. You should get on that, Mary Kate.
Oh, God. No, you know what? I'm kind of, like, holding back on production now, like, in film production. I'm
right.
I'm kind of just going to stick with on camera for a while.
I get it.
Switching gears.
No worries. Oh, boy. But you know what? I wasn't sure because normally I do a segment because normally we do trailers and all that, but I do like seeing weird news stories sometimes. I don't know. I was going to do this one. I don't know if you guys are up for it. You know, a weird news story.
We're weird. So yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's try. Here, this is from.
Oh my God.
Starcasm.net. Not .com. .net. Starcasm. That's the name of it. And it goes, it says, Florida man arrested for stealing over $2 million worth of Legos.
Wow.
Legos?
What the hell is he going to do with that?
Must be really bored.
He's got a great hobby. He has a hobby.
Building castles or something. He's building himself an apartment.
Did you see that video of that kid who built like a boat made of Legos?
No.
What if this man stole them for his son?
Maybe. Either that or he's. I don't know.
Where do you put that many Legos?
Well, let me read this here. It goes.
Legos are expensive. Little did you know,
yeah.
The Lego store, they are not what they used to be.
It's like
you can't just
bucks.
Go to the Toys R Us and get a Lego box. Okay, it is. It's like a Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, like if I want to get a Lego version of like a Star Wars Millennium Falcon, like it's probably over $100. I know that.
That's crazy.
To
expensive.
Put it together. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like whoever, yeah, the guy actually who created Lego is like a Swedish guy. I mean, he's basically a multi-billionaire for a long time. But it says here, a Florida man has been arrested and charged with a bevy of crimes. So this is like multiple crimes that this guy has been done after an extensive undercover operation. That's a pretty hardcore.
So this is like premeditated stealing Lego situation.
So this has got to the point where it was real serious, where the cops were like, we got to go undercover. You know what? Meth? Forget it. Cocaine? No, not a big deal. Someone's taking the Legos and we got to stop this guy. We got to go in operation, you know?
Yeah. What does this world come to? I'm going to steal Lego. Like, who does that? Like,
it says, this is the guy's name. It says Ignatius M. Polaraua.
Yeah, Ignatius, that sounds like a Lego thief.
49. Okay.
What?
Yeah, it's 49. Hails from Terramac, Florida. But didn't limit his thievery to the greater Miami area. He told authorities that he's lifted Legos and other valuable toys from all 50 states. So
how do you even get that?
So basically, he went literally in every state, including Alaska and Hawaii, to steal Legos and some other toys.
How did you get that on the plane?
Well, I guess. I mean, if people think you bought it, you're like, okay.
That's a lot of Legos.
Well, I don't know if he bought like all one. I mean, it's all multiple times.
It's like some like storage unit where he like keeps all his prized possessions of Legos.
Let's see. It says Puller actually had already done time for the incredible number of Lego thefts of which he's found guilty. Let's see. 2012 was his most prolific year.
So that's compulsive at this point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It says authorities say that the Florida man ran a lucrative online resale business after swiping the store's in-store. So basically, he would buy them
And then resell them.
And then resell them. That's the thing. Wow. So
you know why? Because no one would ever think to steal Lego. They don't really have like value compared to, I don't know, like certain Rolexes and this and that. So he could totally get away with it. He's smart, but he can also totally plead in like insanity or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds about right. He thought this through.
He's a genius.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Oh, Ignatius. God, what a guy.
It's a good name, but he was caught after becoming dependent upon a Toys R Us rewards card. Well, this guy's good. You know, I don't know. And is currently on parole. It says, when Pilara told his parole officer he was leaving Florida to visit relatives in Illinois, the officer, wise to Pelora's wily ways, he's like,
He's going to steal some Legos.
Lego son of a bitch is going at it right now. I know it. I smell something's wrong. It's a parole officer. And he goes, knew the con man had no Illinois relations. And he goes, and contacted law enforcement who set up a sting big time in Illinois right here. And he goes, police put a tail on the con from the airport. Oh, so right when he landed, they were like, fuck, we got this.
We got this guy.
We got this guy. He is not going to get away with this. Okay.
Nope.
Wow. It's no wonder that the main Mexican drug lord escaped prison.
Because,
I mean, they're really like on this, you know, Lego guy. But let me see. It says police to put a tail on the con from the airport on, and say Pelora spent 4 nights in the greater Chicago area in late June and early July. Each night he stayed in a motel near a major shopping area.
Of course.
Prince of Pro, come on, you know. Whatever, you know. I like how they don't say the major shopping area in Chicago. It's like, and it says they also put a tracking device on his car to better monitor him, and found suspected stolen goods in the car during each scan that he did.
That's nuts.
And he goes, when the state's attorney argued following his July 3rd reincarnation, I can't even read. I need that typewriter. that Pilara was a flight risk, the presiding judge agreed and increased his bail from $125,000 to $200,000. He's like, you're not.
Yeah.
You got $125,000. I'm pretty sure you got $125,000 in Lego money, but $200,000 you don't have. I'm telling you that much. And he goes, the judge further instructed the Florida man that he should not make, that should he make bail, he would be required an ankle monitor before leaving prison. Wow.
Can we just like take a moment for a second and clarify something?
Sure.
So this guy like goes to jail, correct?
Right.
What the heck does he do? Okay, so he goes to jail. There are all these people that have probably killed somebody's mother's, baby's, dog's, best friend's, little sister, right?
Rapist, arsonist.
Yeah, like, you know, you're going to see some big-ass dude who's killed people before. Like, they're going to kick his ass and, like, do things and stuff with him. Like, how do you pass with that?
You know what? See, the thing is, if I was a murderer, I'm not a murderer, Lindsay. I'm not a murderer. I'm just saying.
Sorry. I wish everyone could see Lindsay's face right now.
I'm just saying, if I was in prison and someone had Legos, I would be, you know what?
Let's play.
I would kind of be bored. I'd be like, you know what?
Except you won't be allowed Legos.
Really?
It's considered, like, you can't have anything on the inside or the outside.
They find a way.
Dude, Orange is the New Black. They sneak that stuff in.
I've watched Sons of Anarchy.
I like how you're comparing each other's shows. Like,
I watch
Orange is the New Black.
Mine's hardcore.
No, but how do you come to jail and feel like you pose as a threat if you stole Legos? Like, they're literally, like, he's going to die in jail.
He might have to join a gang.
You might have to join Lindsay's gang.
Because Lindsay's Lego hardcore. Gang. Sicilian gang, maybe.
Oh, wow.
It's like, it is very interesting that the guys, it's weird that Legos, like, of all things, you know,
if you could steal something, $2 million worth, what would you steal?
Money, no. I was going to say money.
that's actually funny.
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I think it would have to be like, I don't have a good memory, a good, you know, sense of this business, because I would probably have to do jewelry or diamonds or something real basic.
But if it's like random though, like $2 million worth of like typewriters, since that's your jam.
Yeah, typewriters. And you want to type all your pen pals with it?
I want to.
Is that what you want to do? Type your pen pals?
Yeah, I want to. It's too heavy. Have you seen it?
Play Oregon Trail and get your card across the United States.
I think maybe, you know what? Maybe video games or CD. There's something like Oregon Trail, maybe.
Yeah,
a big IBM computer.
a $2 million IBM computer, just one.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because it's probably worth that much nowadays.
I think, Jorge, you have an idea of what you would do If you had to steal something for worth $2 million.
Yeah, $2 million worth of stuff. It could be one thing, it could be a bunch of things. But the same thing.
I don't know.
A painting?
Yeah. A painting. Oh, like Picasso?
Like a fake, like you would try to fake it and just, you know.
There's a movie about that.
Just have it. Oh, okay. You would just take, you would keep it. You wouldn't sell it.
Or
okay.
An IBM computer to match your MacBook Pro.
Right. Yes. There we go.
He's like, no.
Painting.
Yeah, okay.
I got it.
Perfect.
Nice. Awesome.
The last thing it says here, it says, Pilara, ever the charmer. That's what it writes. Responded thusly, it quote unquote, having an ankle monitor would be beautiful. I could stay home and take care of my mother who's in the hospice. Oh, look at that.
Is he trying to pull that card?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
He pulled it. He pulled it.
He pulled that card.
He pulled out the card and with Legos falling over smoothing. It and out of his pocket.
So If he wants to take care of his mom, get a job. Like, yeah. What the heck? You don't need to steal Legos for that.
Well,
it's obviously not for that.
No.
It's obviously for obsession.
Do you think she might have been the boss? You might have been the mom boss.
She could be like a lady pimp, you know,
yeah, she could
like
have been
with
like,
Legos and stuff.
I need those
and
Legos
her son.
Now. This
maybe
nerdy...
her son really is insane and believes
but,
it.
But my thing is like, who is the nerdy people? Like, who is the guy like not buying a Legos outside? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, normally I would be like, if I was going to buy Legos, I would just go to the Toys R Us or Target or something. But he's like. I don't think I would go online, you know, Craigslist. I mean, should I go on Craigslist to buy some stuff?
Why did it take so long for people to realize $2 million worth of Legos were gone?
Well, I guess because I think he separated like everything. I guess when you see
$2,000,
I guess like if you have $2,000 worth of Legos, you're just like, well.
What's that called? Loss prevention in like stores and stuff?
Yeah, security.
Did they just.
They blow their whistle.
I'd fire that team so quick and be like, you guys suck.
Well, they only have a whistle. They don't have like anything real, right? They're not.
Well, who's, you know, I saw the one time I went to Target and mind you, you know.
They have like Target, one of those little scooter things. You ever see Mall Cop?
Target.
Was, okay.
But yeah, like if it was that guy, Mall Cop. Or,
he's pretty hardcore, I have to say.
Oh my god, on that Segway, gag me.
No, but there was a girl at the Target that might, I mean, I don't know how tall she was. She must have been over 5 foot, but I'm like, there's no way, I don't know. I mean, unless she has a gun or a taser, I don't think they're going to stop, you know, anybody, you know, there's no way. Like, there's no,
once they technically leave, like, the store, they can't chase them outside the store because it's no longer the store property.
So that's why they call the cops first, and that's when they get,
they hit the button.
What, did you steal something? Is that happening?
No,
that,
okay. Once, a long time ago, I worked in a retail store,
wow.
And they told us this. Yes, those were not the days.
Yeah, those were the... And I remember one time, I used to work in retail, and they showed us a video, and they had, like, of somebody stealing, like, a lot of stuff, and they had a gun, and I'm like... Why are you showing this video? Like, I'm not going to do... What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, what, I mean, am I going to call loss prevention? Like, if you have video of this, obviously you guys saw this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do any. I'm literally going to go back to the stock room, to be honest with you, because I don't want to get shot for some stupid comforters or some other guy, whoever they're stealing.
Who would be the person, like, who would actually steal? Who would be? I couldn't imagine.
You know,
like,
who steals?
It's not worth it.
Ladies, like, if you notice, ladies with strollers, and they have their babies in the strollers, but they use their strollers to pack things in there. Because,
I've never heard that.
Like, we got drilled on this kind of stuff. I worked at Wet Seal, that little clothing store, the chain.
Yeah,
and it's like they always said, like, if you saw like a lady with a stroller and a baby in the stroller, that's where they would steal because they could hide things in the stroller.
Right,
they could easily say, "Oh, I didn't see that either." Too, you know, like, "Oh, I didn't see that. I totally forgot." Like, I can see that happening.
Yeah, there was a guy who ran off with some money. He was on the wheelchair, and it's like, "Well, I'm like,
what?
Well, yeah." And I was like,
"He just roll away."
I guess he does. And I'm like thinking to myself, like, "Yeah, like if I was on the street and there was a like robbery, if I heard like the sirens and all that, and I saw a guy in the wheelchair, I would be like." Okay, I wouldn't be him, you know, right? You know, I'm thinking like who's ever running. I'm like that's this guy in a wheelchair rolling really fast than normal, but
really
I don't know.
Slow,
yeah,
like no one would have noticed.
Yeah, he would have. He's like, what's everybody? What's going on? What's going on? I'm like, I'm getting the hell out of here. You know, rolling out, and it's like there. But you know what, guys? I think I blew your minds away with the story, didn't I, Lindsay?
I was a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's a crazy world out there.
It is a very crazy world.
You know? So that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful. I know you live in LA now and everything, but don't go to Florida. That's all I got to say. This have a lot of shit happening.
I love Disney World, so I'm sorry. I'm going to go there. Right. I like the beach.
Don't tell
I've never been to Disney World.
I like going on roller coasters and rides.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you. I'm just
saying
that.
All right.
If some guys, somebody steals your Legos, I'm just saying.
All right. Well, I'll have to take that chance. Sorry.
Lindsay's pretty scary. Like, if anyone pushes her buttons, they're in trouble.
I could see that. I could see
that. I'm very conservative, but yeah.
She's a tough cookie.
I could see that. Yeah. Mary Kate said you were a spitfire. So I'm like,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Because you were like, is Lindsay ready? And I was like, ha.
I was like, I don't
yes.
know. I was thinking, I'm like,
is she ready?
I'm like,
who's this
know.
Chick?
Yeah.
But let's get the shit ready, because let's see some trailers. I know we're, let's segue it. I was trying to segue it in to perfectly.
That's a good segue.
I know. It wasn't
smooth.
A good way.
Okay. That was really smooth. Just call it how it is.
Yeah, there we go. Let's go down the pike right here.
Down the pike.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Is this
it.
Right here? Is this connected
headphones.
On there too? Okay.
Got to
yeah.
take selfies in these headphones.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yes. Now this is called The Gift, guys. It's starting out The Gift. This is a thriller, and it's kind of creepy, starring Jason Bateman. And let's just say Jason Bateman's kind of creeped out too, and that would be too. Let's just play this. Okay. Let's see. It's basically about a guy who. An old friend visits Jason Bateman, and it's like, but he's very creepy. I don't know. He wants to give him a gift.
This is a mid-century modern home. This view is fantastic. The lighting is
That's
great.
Jason Bateman.
You like it?
Yeah.
Big wife.
Aww.
This is good. I'm very happy.
Excuse me. Is your name Simon?
Yes, sir.
It is you. Hi. We went to school together.
This is my wife, Robin. I didn't get your name.
Gordon Mosley. Gordo.
Gordo? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry I didn't recognize you. It's been a very, very long time.
Uh-oh. That's an awkward touch there.
Oh.
You could bribe Mary Kate with a bottle of wine.
You could what?
Welcome home, smiley
bribe
face
me?
Gordo.
How do you
Absolutely.
Think you got our address?
That's an expensive bottle of wine. We should thank him.
I believe that the bad things in life, they can be a gift.
That guy's odd.
He's a little socially awkward.
That should have been that should have been like the whole movie.
Oh,
the
shit.
Name
Gordo, hi.
All right, after high school, and some people stay exactly the same.
Thank you.
He's delusional and thinks that we're friends.
Thanks for a lovely dinner. Game.
Fish food. You don't find that a little troubling?
I said that I wanted fish.
And all the visits when you're alone. They used to call him Gordo the Weirdo.
I think he's nice, and he's been very generous.
What you're talking about is a one-sided friendship. You're essentially being forced into a breakup.
There's no easy way to say this. Don't visit us anymore.
Ouch.
Awkward.
It's not over.
Simon, after all these years, I was willing to let bygones be bygones.
What does that mean?
I do not know.
But it must mean something.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Bygones be bygones after all these years.
Uh-oh.
What the hell was that?
Oh, shit.
Gordo!
What does bygones be bygones mean?
It's over!
Simon has a full file on him.
You think he's been lying to you?
Just tell me
just
what
move.
Happened.
That was
25 years ago.
I have no idea who you really are.
Well, he's got a secret.
Simon says... New house. Simon says, beautiful wife.
Oh my God.
Simon says,
you think you're done with the past, but the past is not done with you.
The gift.
Did he cheat on his test in
high
school?
I think so. Yeah, he did.
Did he copy him in high school?
He played Oregon Trail by, you know,
okay.
beat the guys
in
high school.
Beat him in Oregon Trail.
Mary Kate, it's okay.
I'm like in shock. Like, I can't even process
it. It's an interesting movie. It's an interesting take. I don't know. But
it's a bad gift.
It is a bad gift.
It's not worth the wine.
I would have returned it. I don't know where you got it. Maybe you got it from Bevmo or the liquor local loop store, but I would have been like, you know what, guy? I'm sorry. I just met you. This got weird. You know, I get it.
What movie is that guy from?
Jason Bateman or the other guy?
No, this guy, Jason.
Oh, Jason Bateman?
But there's a movie he was recently in that's really funny.
He does a lot of like comedies now. He was in The Horror of a Bosses.
That's
it. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. He does a lot. He's like a child actor. He's been in business for a long time. He's one of those guys. But he definitely, like, he made it through. Like, he's definitely one of those guys that for a long time he was, like, he was Teen Wolf 2. Like, that's how it was kind of getting for him. He was like, wow. Oh, great. Like, Michael J. Fox, like, said no for the sequel for Teen. Have you ever seen Teen Wolf?
No.
Have you seen the old 80 movies? It's a typical great 80s movie, but they did a sequel, and Michael J.
There's
Fox
one on
was
on
like,
MTV right now.
Well, yeah, right? That's a different show. It's a, yeah, nothing to be confused with you young kids nowadays. that MTV show that's not, you know, really that good about an actual Teen Wolf. But Jason Bateman did a lot of stuff, and now he kind of just said, you know what, I'm going to do more comedies and do other stuff. And, you know, now he's hit the kind of big time in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Thriller.
Yeah, it's The Gift. I don't know. Yeah, that is kind of weird. It's like when you meet someone in high school and you're like, oh shit, do I know this? Did I burn a bridge?
I never burned a bridge.
No, you're good. You're good.
You have to always be nice to people.
Always.
Yeah.
You never know when they're going to turn around and try and kill you.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, you were saying, and Mary Kay, you were saying that in high school, you were the Duff. Is that the case?
I was the total Duff.
Which is what's designated
ugly fat friend.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on. It's like, what was that true, or is this a goof, or what?
I mean,
I'm seeing it right here, and I'm like, is this like a duckling, like the perfect epitome?
I didn't like go home and be like, hey, mom, guess what? I'm the Duff of my friends.
Right.
It's just kind of like a unanimous thing. Like, everyone in every like high school experience, like, there's always like those cliques and those groups of friends. And I like so badly wanted to be like popular my freshman year. And so I just inserted myself with the popular people. So I was like, you know, fat Kate hanging out with all these really pretty, like skinny girls.
Mm-hmm.
And, eventually I got, you know, bored and sick of like not really socializing with them, just kind of like being around and making everyone else look better because I looked not good.
Oh,
do you
God,
know what I'm saying?
I
so
yeah, I know what you're saying. But, wow, have you seen any of these people from high school? Have you met?
I went to my high school reunion in November.
What year? Was that like a 5 year?
It was
year?
A 5 year.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Wow.
And it was like, it was amazing because I didn't like do anything intentionally to like seek like revenge or satisfaction.
Right.
I just became who I should have become, and everyone was, you know, really proud of me and
That's
you know for what I've done.
They must, did a record stop, but no, there was no record probably in that. Back in my day, it was like it was happened, like a weird thing happened or something, like a shock. It'd be like the scratching of the record, be like, you know,
That's how I felt like when I walked in, because like, I mean, obviously now we have Facebook, so everyone sees everything that you're doing. So it was just kind of like everyone came up to me and they were like, oh my God, we saw what you've been doing. And
that's cool.
It was just, that was a really cool feeling. It was a good experience. Right.
And you, Lindsay, was it? How was your 5 year run?
Actually, I didn't go. If there was one, no,
what?
I'm not.
How were you in high school? Were you the bad girl? I think you got. I'm gonna say
she
you got
looks like a bad girl.
Yeah, you had the fights. You had all the boys. You like there was a lot of girls probably going at you, going like, you stole my boyfriend.
Sounds about right.
You harlot. Is that what Dick said?
It's like, no. I, for the most part, I kept a really good reputation, but I've had my fair share of boyfriends, and
you know,
you had that girl drama.
That's what high school is all about. That's what you gotta do, you know.
I loved. Actually, it's kind of funny, but I love school, but I loved college. And as we were talking before, it's kind of funny. I got homeschooled the last few years of high school.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So I'm still friends with everyone from my high school, but then I went away. I went to college, and that was my high school. And that was awesome,
right?
And you know, I'm who I am.
Were you the popular girl in your homeschool?
So I wouldn't designate myself as the popular crew, but I have to say that I was a crew bouncer. I was in different groups all the time.
A floater.
I was a floater.
Yeah,
yep.
That's those are good.
Yep. I was a floater. I was in every group. I was friends with everybody.
Yeah.
If they talked about me, I didn't know either way. It didn't matter.
Right.
Yeah. All I cared about with the boys and my school dances.
Oh boy!
Priorities, guys.
Yeah, that's what you got
to
do. You know,
count how many boys I danced with at the end of the night.
Wow, really?
I danced with 30.
Quote, danced
30, 30,
with.
30. I would have been like, did she dance with you too? You know what?
She danced with all of us. Damn it,
Ignatius! How dare you, man? She was my
Legos out of his pocket.
Yeah,
I danced with three boys.
Wow, you are hardcore. I'll tell you that much, right there. You're a gangster. You're a gangster. I'll tell you that. So I don't know. I saw you guys, like, especially Mary Kay. I think you're going to see this movie probably. I don't know. You want to see what the guy did? And you know what this?
I kind of do.
I do.
Yeah.
Probably not that like I said, he cheated on his test.
You think he's cheating on the test?
Yeah, he got kicked out of high school from him.
He was crying when the guy mentioned it.
I'm telling
you,
it's something to do with getting kicked out of high school or stole his girlfriend or something. Yeah.
And there are like some psychos, you know, like growing up.
You cut me off.
Yeah.
Like I hate to say it, but like with some people, like in high school and everywhere, you know, it's like there's like a chemical imbalance in people's brains and it's not always their fault, you know, like like medication and blah blah blah, but like he seems like one of those guys, or like he seems like someone who had like a traumatic experience and it just screwed him up,
right?
You know, like maybe in high school, like there was some traumatic experience where either everyone made fun of him or maybe his parents were in a car accident, like something crazy,
right?
You know,
well he is Gordo the Gordo the Weirdo. I like that nickname.
That's
it's
a
such
horrible
a,
name.
I mean, it's like
horrible,
and it's like, I mean, honestly, yeah. Like, if you're going to – I think it's like, if you're going to be called that, like, of course you're going to just step into
that.
It's
bullying. Like, it's like, that scars people.
Yeah.
I'm anti-bullying.
Like, weird, you know, I mean, he accepts it now, but, you know, Weird Al Yankovic, like, that's what he would be called when he was growing up, was, like, he was weird, you know, like, and everybody kept calling him weird. He didn't like the nickname.
He had some good records.
But he just said, you know what? I am weird. Screw it. I'm just going to do my own thing.
I love it.
Yeah, and that's what he did.
It.
And that's
embrace
what he had.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you own it, then it makes people who call you stuff look like a fool.
Yeah, that's all the, you know, that's why there's, I guess, a jackass or a donkey for the Democratic symbol. Because Andrew Jackson was very stubborn. People would call him a jackass, and he took that. He didn't say, like, it didn't hurt his feelings. He's like, you know what? Yeah, I am a jackass. I'm going to make this the party. And I'm going to put the jackass as our symbol. And that's how it stuck, you know.
So then what's the elephant?
I don't know.
Where
did they go to Africa, maybe? Then they Could liked be. They maybe they saw the zoo and they were like, wait, I like this animal. This fits.
Maybe
you know,
they were elephant. That's cool.
I thought, or maybe they were like, you know what? I prefer the butterfly, but elephant, fine. Elephant's fine. I get it. But yeah, I don't know. I guess we have to figure out what the gift is. I don't know. It might have to something to do with the baby.
I wonder what happened to the wine, though. Like, they don't show anything.
I think they drank the wine. They drank the wine. They might have drank
really
the wine.
Because she's like, this is
expensive. You have to return
it. It's the gift.
I know. I think that's the gift.
That was the gift.
It
that's the movie?
The gift.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not weird, dude. I just wanted to know if you like the wine. That's all I wanted to know. That's why I made that. This is my wine that I made, you know? I just want to know if it's good.
Total switch really quick before you do your sweet, like, incognito segue into the next trailer. You saw Jurassic World, correct?
Yes,
How That's funny so was it with Jimmy Buffett? That's his name, correct? Running away with the two glasses of the margaritas at the theme park when there's that huge, like, the dinosaurs are coming in. And
he's
like,
got his margaritas.
You see in the corner, it's so prevalent. This guy, like, looks around, grabs these two margarita glasses, and just books it. And everyone started hashtagging, save the margaritas.
Yeah.
Like, and then it turns out it's the owner of Margaritaville.
Margarita,
and so they
right.
put him in the film as kind of like, you know, the cameo Easter egg sort of thing.
See, I wonder, I would have said, you know, is it possible maybe some dinosaurs are going to eat me? So maybe I could, you know, have more of a thing. Being like, okay, no, it's a guy got eaten by the margaritas.
Yeah,
you know.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, you like that?
It was so good. Yeah.
That put Chris Pratt on the chart. That movie, Jurassic World, for sure.
Do you want to dance with him? You want
to? I would love to.
Okay, okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy, like, put his career up there, and I think Jurassic World just kind of took it to another level and stuck it there.
He's a box
it stuck to the
guy.
Wall. Over $1 billion.
Yeah, he did. And then the Lego movie, he even added the voice, just using his voice. You know, that's what I'm saying. That's what you got to
really?
Do.
Really? Did he do a Lego movie?
Yeah, he was the main character.
Oh,
played
that's
the
so
I just
funny.
Saw a movie the other day. It's a little older, not older, but have you heard that movie, Her?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was one of the front desk associates, Chris Pratt, and he was friends with. The main character, I can't remember his name right now. I'm drawing a blank.
Was it like background work or was he like a lead?
He was in the background, and then towards the end, they went on a picnic together. So it wasn't a huge part, but it could have technically been a supporting role. Me and the other people we were watching the movie with were like, is that Chris Pratt? That is Chris Pratt. Total, like, glasses, hair, like, totally not what you would think.
No.
And then you see Chris Pratt in the Jurassic World, and you're like, totally smitten.
For those of you,
you know,
couldn't see Lindsay's face, she was drooling.
Like, I was drooling.
She spit on the microphone, really.
Yeah, like, I don't talk about that, about a lot of actors. I just kind of judge their work based on, you know, how they perform. But Chris Pratt,
you like?
He's good. He's good. Yeah, he's easy on the eyes. He's
definitely.
I'm sorry.
I'm not with him.
I get it. I'll get it. You know?
I'll do one dance. One school dance.
One school dance.
That's it.
He'll do it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you
he'll
think so?
I think
he definitely
will.
Would.
Please, please.
Okay, well, I'll hold you to that. Ask me again in about 5 years.
Okay, all right. I will. I would definitely. I will come with a bottle of wine and a little thing.
I'm okay on that, you know?
Just checking.
Cue segue.
Wow, here we go. Well, speaking of wine. No, okay. Here we go. Well, you know what? I'm telling you, we were talking about this earlier, and these girls are gangsters, and that's why I got them on the show for this next clip.
Here it is.
Straight out of Compton.
What?
I was, you know, and I like how you're like the most, what'd you say, the most flaming white girls.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
this is the story.
Legally
two
blonde,
girls
literally.
To live in Compton.
Yeah. You know what? Well, you're going to fall in love with these guys. I'll tell you that much. This is about the story of NWA. Niggas with Attitude. That's what it stands for.
Are you serious?
That's what it stands. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Well, it's with the GA at, you know, at the end. Yeah. It wasn't like, you know, but this is how hardcore they were. How they had to name it. They wanted to actually name it, but they said no. You have to put the initial.
Building up the suspense over here.
Okay, I'm just saying.
All right, DJ, hit it.
All right, let's get this shit. There he goes.
Here it is.
That's Compton.
I heard you've been spending a lot of time at your auntie's house.
There's Lindsay.
How's the couch life?
Yeah, my woman and my baby living there is hard, man. But you know, everybody can't do what you do.
Really, what I do is getting played out, right?
That's easy.
But why you gotta be so ruthless, cuz?
Whoa.
Make a few changes.
Where you think you're going?
I'm just trying to get home.
That's my son.
You need to get back in the house or I will ruin your night.
I gotta talk to my moms like that.
You had the chance to change the situation.
Would you take it?
Just hit that first beat hard. Are you cruising down the street?
Oh, yeah. Right. There you go. All right. Come on, you know this.
Oh, I want to freestyle this right now.
You should.
Yeah.
Cruising
down
the street in my 6-4.
You're listening to Compton's very own Ice.
Oh, my God. This car is such a big deal.
Yeah, that's right. Right. So back then, that was the thing.
Oh, the comb.
Oh, my God. No.
People stare at you guys. You have a unique voice. The world needs to hear it.
Paul Giamatti.
NWA? Let's give him
he plays
NWA.
The manager.
That's the manager.
Yeah.
This is only the tip of the iceberg, gentlemen.
What's going on? What do you have in that bag?
Are you kidding me?
Don't you take that in the bus?
Something Lindsay would do. Always have a gun on her by the
Yeah, no, only thing I'm packing is a hairbrush.
Is a reflection of our reality.
To brush my blonde locks.
Ah, yes.
You guys supposed to be somewhere?
These are artists.
Rap is not an art.
You cannot come down here and harass my clients because of what they look like.
I promise you, things are going to be different from here on out.
Aww.
Listen, to be honest with you, I don't know anything about hip hop, but
it's
I know
Jimmy
that you're
Iovine,
special.
Big time music guy.
Want to be involved with this gangster life? Here we go.
Speak a little truth and people lose their mind.
This isn't the Crips and Bloods. This is a threat from the federal government.
They're trying to tell us what we can't play. This man's over your way. Yo, Trey.
Yeah, that's Ice Cube. I think that's
looks really young.
Yeah.
We can keep going, man. We can take over the goddamn world.
Got a little dust of wind and I'm dead. Believe a memory, no one will be forgetting. So as I leave, believe I'm starving. But when
it's,
I come
weird,
back, boy,
I'm coming straight out of town.
Oh, it has the explicit sign.
Yeah, well, that's one of the main reasons why they put the explicit sign. That and Too Late Crew, there was another rap. They should do a Too Late Crew
movie. They probably
imagine
will.
If they did. Do you know Too Late Crew?
No, but I can guess where this is going.
Okay. Too Late Crew was another rap group, and they were, instead of like talking about violence a lot or something, they would talk about sex a lot. Like they were really into like stuff like that, really graphic on their raps, you know, and stuff like that, even before like NWA. And So what happened was that they did a song and like everybody went nuts. Like people got arrested, I think, for selling the thing like at a store, basically, like in Florida. Like it was hardcore.
How interesting.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know, but this is a, I'm trying to play their hit. I'm trying to find a clean version. You know what I mean? Like, and I can't, I don't know if I can find it. But it's weird. Like, I don't know if you guys don't know. I mean, it's about like NWA, but it was funny. Ice Cube was in the group. But he didn't stay that long. I don't know. I don't think they're going to cover that. But he actually left the group because he felt he was being cheated out of his money from that manager that Paul Giamatti was playing.
Wow.
And he left. And like the whole thing was that he left on bad terms. They said, screw you. And so he tried to do an album here. Nobody would want. Like he got like basically blackballed like through L.A. Or doing like anything in California. So he had to go to like New York to do like his little album or something. Wow. With another group called Public Enemy. And he like did a song where he just totally badmouthed them. Like that was the thing, like totally. And it became this kind of like friction. But then Dr. Mm-hmm. Dre left. I'm just giving the whole history. You don't mind with Lindsay, right?
No.
Okay. She's good. I'm dropping.
She's
dropping,
like, I already
I'm,
know all this.
I'm dropping knowledge on you guys. Okay. I'm just saying. So they basically, yeah, like it's weird. Like they kind of broke up because they felt jilted actually by that same manager that's in the movie played by Paul Giamatti.
Wow.
And Dr. Dre left. He did his own thing. He did his own album. And then he found Snoop Dogg and Easy later on. Died of AIDS. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he died. He was one of those guys that had a lot of children with a lot of baby mamas. And he, I think, got infected something. Yeah. And that was it. Later on, I don't know how long ago did he die. He must have gone like 15 years ago. He died like a while back, yeah, or something. Yeah, so it was a while ago than when he died. So
he should have wrapped the burrito,
yeah, that he should have done.
Just saying,
but yeah, Two Light Crew. I'm trying to find a clean version of me, so
I feel like that's not gonna exist,
really. You know what? Yeah, maybe not.
Can sing it for us.
Yeah, actually wrap it, please.
And three, two, one.
I'm too embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. Let me see. You never heard of Two Light Crew at all? Have you ever heard of that?
I feel like my boyfriend's mentioned it once or twice.
Your boyfriend's heard of it, I'm telling you.
I'm sure he has. He's a straight up gangster.
Yeah, he's a gangster.
He's straight out of Compton.
He's straight out of Compton. No.
He's straight out of Pasadena.
He's like, oh, okay, all right.
Pasadena.
Dude, yes.
Pasadena, there you go.
Yeah.
Got to hashtag that now.
Pasadena.
Here we go. Here we go. This is it. Yeah. Yeah, here we go. You probably heard this song.
Oh, I totally know this song.
Yeah, you probably heard this song.
I've heard this in a movie.
Yeah, that was Two Light Crew. That, like people were freaking out that this was a song. And, like, they're just like, they're like, they
I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't blast this so that everyone else can hear that I'm listening to it. Yeah. Maybe just in my private time.
Yeah, I don't know.
In my private time.
Is it your private time? This is when you need a car? You know, all right. You can deal with it. I don't know. It's weird.
Be when you dance with boys.
Yeah, there you go. When you're dancing with Chris Pratt.
I was listening to Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, this is the edit. Yeah, this is the edit version. You don't want to listen to the. It's a pretty graphic.
That's edited.
Yeah, this is the edited.
It's kind of. What year is it released?
I think it was like '89 around there. Same time that NWA came out.
Yeah.
So yeah, they should do a Two Live Crew movie. Screw it. You know, they should do it. Luther, Uncle, was it Luther? It was funny. No, Luke. They actually the rappers named himself Luke Skywalker. And George Lucas found out later on about it. And he said, yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, so,
but for a long time, for many years, that guy, when he was like a rapper, like they would go, oh yeah, Luke Skywalker from Miami. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To the crew. Yeah. I know him. And then now they're like, you can't call him Luke anymore.
Oh, my God.
And they were very known for their crazy live shows and stuff like that, where a lot of women would go on stage and do
strip.
A lot more than that. More than that.
No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, wow. more than that. Pretty graphic stuff on stage, pretty
Dang.
Much. So that's how their concerts were.
5 minutes of fame.
Yeah. So not even like a minute really. So
no, that's all it was.
Yeah, okay. I was mad. Like they got like the
oh,
guy.
1 minute.
The rappers got arrested. Like it was crazy. Like some of the stuff that they would do, but and get away with that stuff. But yeah, nowadays like I don't think it would happen. Like there's no way. I don't think that stuff could happen.
Never. Oh my God.
See the Baxter Boys. Do you think they're going to do a movie? Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they doing a movie?
I mean, they already did a movie, or was that NSYNC? I'm sorry.
Or something.
I would see a NSYNC movie, an NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys movie, like a fake kind of doc. Yeah, I would see that,
like
actually.
A mockumentary.
Mockumentary too. Or maybe like a real legitimate, like, I'm going to, you know.
Yeah. Like, I think it'd be cool to see, because there was so much like rivalry like between the bands, and not because from the band members themselves, but from society who developed the rivalry, you know, like,
and,
but
like cool Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
But wasn't NSYNC and Backstreet Boys found, they were created by the same guy, right? The same dude.
Oh, I have no idea.
You just watched,
they're
you're
Disney.
Like,
that's
just
all
like,
I know. Justin Timberlake, Disney Channel. Yeah, that's them. That's all I know.
Well, is it Justin Timberlake, another guy you would want to dance with?
No. She's like,
he's married. I'm good.
Oh, really? You're like that? Even a even a fantasy. You're like,
I am.
If somebody's
she's a good girl.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm good.
Yeah, you're.
There's about 7.5 billion people in this world.
That many people?
Something along the line.
God.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think
that's
a lot. China, a lot of, well, China's probably in there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a lot of Chinese guys in there, you know, want to dance with. It'd be a lot. It's
horrible.
Maybe want to do some pen pals, you know, I'll tell you that much, right there. Yeah, there it goes. So I could see you girls, I'll tell you that, you know, seeing Straight Outta Compton, maybe. I don't know.
It would be cool to, like, replace, like, two of the characters with us.
Yeah, that would.
Compton, I don't know.
It'd be like Fitz Monique does Compton. Or
Straight out of Pasadena.
Pasadena.
Englewood.
Englewood. Okay, all right. So you got that lingo. You got the lingo. You can do it. All right. I get it. Wow. Here we go. Well, you know, ladies, it's been fun.
Thank you for having us.
It's been fun.
Is it a great experience?
I love it. Hanging out with your cat.
Yeah, where's Obi? Where's Obi-Wan Kenobi?
He is somewhere around.
He jumped like 50 feet in the air. It's kind of weird.
He learned a lesson today.
There's a chunk of his fur on the floor from when he jumped. Like, literally, he probably has like a nice little patch in his neck or something.
Yeah, I got it. I'm thinking of shaving him next month.
Do the lion cut.
Yeah, I haven't had the lion.
Do the lion cut.
Perfect.
I gave him the lion's cut.
And do a selfie and send it to us.
Oh my God, please.
I'll show you a picture of his lion's cut. Well, you know, where can we find you online? Where can we see you with your work and everything? Let's get that down.
Lindsay stares at me because she wants me to talk. So,
you spokesperson. Fitzmonique, you are the Fitzmonique spokesperson, right? Mary Kate. There we go. Okay.
Well, my website is www.marykatefitzpatrick.com, and Mary Kate has a hyphen in it, just like the Olsen twin. My Twitter and my Instagram is @therealmkfitz.
Wow.
Yes.
Not the fake. One. There's a lot of fake.
Beyond all popular belief, there are fake ones, and I have had them reported.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. One of them was a transgender who took my photos.
What?
Yes, and took them to his doctor.
And said, I want to look like this.
Yes.
Wow.
But he first started posting pictures of me, like, as his Instagram, and his name was like Veronica or something.
I want to find him.
It was Facebook. That one was Facebook.
I'm gonna find that person and then invite you and see if we're gonna have it out. You know, okay, we're gonna talk about it.
We should. I think that person and I need to have a discussion.
But do you feel a little complimented maybe that the person looks like you a little bit? You know,
I mean,
like
it's totally flattering and stuff, but it's like to steal take your pictures to a doctor. Yeah, that's cool. If you like my nose, take it, you know, but like to be like, this is me. I'm like, homie, that's not you.
That's not you.
Like, that's me.
Wow.
You know? Mm. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
No one will ever do that.
They better not.
Unless they're running from the law and say like, maybe you can look like that guy or something, you know? Like, that's the thing. I looked at the Mexican drug lord kind of looked like me. I was a little scared. I was a little nervous there for a little bit. I might have to grow a mustache maybe or something. But I don't know. And Lindsay, can Mary Kate? Where can we find you, Lindsay?
Well, you can find me at www.lindsaymonique.com. And it's actually Lindsay with a Y and an E. I spell it different.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good.
And my Instagram is Brooklyn's.
Perfectly appropriate.
Brooklyn's?
Is that
it is. Yeah, it is a great. It's
from
like
Brooklyn. That's not like, really, but
it's close enough.
It's appropriate.
It's like when you said Brooklyn's, it's like almost like a restaurant, like at Brooklyn's. We're having a great deal, you know what I mean? Right? But no, that's a cool name. That's definitely like, I don't have an Instagram, but I think I have some places. I might have to do bar drinks. like a little take on Jar Jar. You don't get it. I just
wait. Did you say Jar Jar Binks?
Well, it's instead of Jar Jar
Star Wars.
Yeah, that's instead of Jar Jar Binks.
You said Bar-Bar Jinx?
But mine would be Bar-Bar Jinx.
Wait, that's really funny. That's super funny.
That's normally my birthday party thing when I do on Facebook. I'll be like Bar-Bar Jinx, and everybody wants to come over to the bar.
Oh my god, can we come? And we'll bring the gift.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to bring a wine, maybe to the bar. But hey, you know, it's up
I'll
to
bring
you.
Your high school friend who's gonna try to kill you.
Gordo the Weirdo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah. But guys, thanks for doing this show.
Thank you for having us.
And on your sites, you can check your you know, video reels and commercial reels. You do voiceover, of course. You sound great on this podcast. I'll tell you that much, right?
Photos, contact.
We literally do it all. Lots of commercial work. We do theatrical work.
Good.
Yeah.
Gotta get busy.
Yeah. Hustle, guys. Yeah, never, ever, ever give up.
No. Now we got to figure out how to get you in that car, that tight parking spot right now.
Oh, my God. That's going to suck trying to get that out. A Camaro's a wide car.
I know, boss car.
No, it is. It's.
Dude, I'm getting my tint is windowed. My window's tinted on Saturday.
Wow.
So I'm going to be a straight up night ride. I'm going to be straight out of Compton.
You might
black
be.
Black on black, baby. Right.
You are gangsters. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Night rider.
That's what Lindsay and I roll around in. So now it's appropriate.
There you go. Be like, we'll be seeing you helicopters over you, maybe. You
probably.
Know, all right, just checking. Mm-hmm. Oh, stealing Legos, I'll tell you that much. All right, I spin that around? That's right. Yeah, all righty. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Jorge, for sending in again. And everybody, and thanks to you, ladies. Lovely Lindsay, glorious Mary Kate Fitzpatrick. There we go. And there we go. And everybody, please come to your senses.
Receive this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.